We are happy to have some guests joining us in studio that are going to tell us about Warrior Rising and what's going on with the program. First up, I'd like to introduce Johnny Karpuk from First American Title, who is involved in bringing our other guests here, not just to the studio this morning, but to Napa for this program. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Tell us what this is all about in a nutshell.
All about in a nutshell. You know, I just relish the opportunity to bring Jason and Dave to Napa as a proud supporter of veterans, and I can't be prouder to get behind these guys and what they're doing for our fellow veterans in the community.
Very good. And Jason and Dave are here in the studio. Jason Van Camp and Dave, give me your last name. Oh, I'm sorry.
DeQueljo.
Dave, give
you
me.
Yeah,
DeQueljo.
That's it.
Okay, very good. Get me started here. Who would like to lead off? Give us a once-over, Jason, on what this is about.
Sure, I'll start. My name is Jason Van Camp. I'm the executive director of Warrior Rising. We're a 501c3 veteran nonprofit, and our goal is to help veterans in the most effective and sustainable way we know how, which is to help them help themselves. So you've all heard the old adage, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. And so that's what we do at Warrior Rising. We help veterans start their own businesses or accelerate existing businesses. And I'm here with one of those veteran entrepreneurs, and we call them Vetrepreneurs, Dave DeQueljo.
Very good. Dave, tell us your story. What's your entrepreneurial story?
Good morning, Barry. Thanks so much for having us with us. First off, I wish everyone could see what a cool radio station this is. This is an old-school radio station with surfboards and wood plank ceilings, and it's just the coolest thing ever. So thanks for having us. My story is a complicated one, but the end mission is to end veteran suicide. And I think, wasn't really something that I wanted to do, but it's something that has to be done. So, and we have to save ourselves, so here I am.
And so what's your business? What are you doing?
So the business is, and Jason's been so awesome with Warrior Rising, and what he said is right on. I think one of the best things we can do for entrepreneurs is help them become, or veterans, we can help them become entrepreneurs so they can be self-sufficient and free and have the chance of their American dream that everyone else has. So I really love what they're doing. And my business is kind of a very small business. It's a book, and it's a book with all the things that I've learned on how to overcome a difficult period, based on tactics that we learn in the fighter squadron. So, trying to hide the secrets or get people interested in reading it by making it more fun and entertaining book. So it's a serious topic, but I try to make it entertaining and kind of a lighthearted read. So people with the intent of just giving people what they need to learn to overcome a difficult time so they can stick around in the fight so they can get to a better day, which is coming. I think that our guys and gals are part of the finest fighting force ever. They just don't, and they know how to fight. They just don't know how to fight this thing. But I do. So I'm trying to show them how, and It's been a really exciting mission. And Jason and Warrior Rising and all my new buddies here in Napa have been really supportive. And so it's been a really great ride.
What's the title of the book?
The title is Dogfighting Depression. So people either love or hate it, but most people love it. Dogfighting is air-to-air combat. And so it's the most challenging thing that I've ever done on the plane. So I try to use the tactics from that to overcome this, which is also a very difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm. So it's just a little, yeah. That's my little title.
Where's it available?
It is available only online right now with my limited budget, but you can get it on my website, dogfightingdepression.org, and you can also buy it on Amazon. But if you buy it on my website, you can share the copy with everyone else, because I'll send you a PDF. I'll email you a PDF.
Right.
And that's my goal. Whenever I run into people, veterans, Monica from Warrior Rising and Jason have been yelling at me because I give it away free all the time. Not a very good entrepreneur, but I really just want to make sure that people that need it get in their hands, and I don't want the price to be a barrier. So if anyone out there needs help and they can't afford it, just send me an email, dogfightdave@gmail.com, and I'll send it to you, no questions asked.
Dogfighting Depression. You were a fighter pilot in the Navy.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about your military career.
So it actually started off with the recruiter telling me the best way to become a fighter pilot was to enlist in the Navy. So I don't know if he thought that was actually the best game plan or not, but it ended up working out great. I enlisted in the nuclear engineering program and went to boot camp, loved the discipline and the camaraderie, and then just kind of fought my way through nuclear engineering school to the academy, to flight school, and to Tomcats. So it was awesome. It was a dream come true for me to fly Tomcats. And when we came home, actually, from our first combat cruise, we flew over Yankee Stadium for Game 1 of the World Series. So it's kind of a great homecoming.
Hmm. And did you, were you struggling with depression before this time or during this time or after your service?
No, it was such a dream come true to be on this path to fly fighter jets. That was kind of my dream. So I was really loving that the whole time. I was really focused, and I think I tried to apply that focus and, you know, and discipline, but also and fighting spirit and joy to attacking this problem of depression. I think when I came back, I struggled with a lot of things that most veterans do, in that they're super capable and they can do anything, and they've just been, you know, in charge of, let's say, a $50 million airplane. So you feel like you can do anything. And so when you start having problems, you feel incorrectly that I'll just do this myself. And so, you know, the lone wolf syndrome is something that I had pretty bad. And so the more I try to fight it myself, the worse things got. So I'd advise anybody out there, if anybody's listening, you know, just go talk to a buddy, join a team. They say that team sports is actually the number one thing that helps decrease mental stress. So just being around other people, you can have a wingman and someone can tell you, hey, that thing you're thinking is not really real. And, you know, this, it just makes everything better when you're with a wingman or with the wolf pack, like my new buddies here. So it's it makes everything, when the sunlight hits the problem, it's usually not that bad. So that's my advice.
So true. And just like, you know, just hanging on and getting to the next day sometimes is all it takes, right?
Yeah, you just have to push through that bad time. And I think the way our brains are wired, this might be too scientific for this radio show, but
we have a very intelligent audience.
Okay, I'm sure we do, right? I mean, everyone here is a billionaire, so maybe they know this already. But
from your lips to God's
ears. But so I think that the brain is wired for danger. The brain is wired for when we were, you know, fighting the saber-toothed tigers from the Flintstones. So, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. So we extra worry. Everyone does. But I think understanding that your brain is wired that way and you're built to look for problems, not good things, makes you realize that it's you have to fight to be happy, and you have to fight for joy, and it's okay to have all these emotions that you have, and it's not weak. I think guys in the military especially are so used to being the hero and so used to being strong and resolute and, you know, steely-eyed, you know, square jaw, ready to rock at all times, that when you start having some emotions, you're like, well, this I can't – you try to repress them. So it's all normal, man. Everyone's got these things. So that's part of the book too, is just understanding how the brain works and all that.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. The primal man. You know, there's a lot of things we do with our big higher brain that's all based on that little, you know, fundamental hominid brain, right? Running around, being chased by a tiger, like you said.
You've got it. That's one of the things I just try to talk about too in the book, is the more you understand, the more knowledge you have, the easier it is to fight. Just like all the things that we learned and all the missions that we went on, we were briefed, we were trained, and I mean, we had like millions and millions of dollars of training put into us. So it's people just come back and think, oh, I'll just fight this on my own with no knowledge and no, you know, just using all the tactics you used before, and they can be applied, mm-hmm. you know, very well. But with a little bit more knowledge, you could, you know, it goes a long way.
Yeah. Jason, you're the executive director of this program. How long have you been doing that?
So I've been the executive director for 3 years, and that's when we created the entity.
Mm-hmm. What got you started in it? You're a Navy what's your background? Green Beret.
Yeah, Johnny and I went to West Point together, Johnny Carbuck and I. And we wouldn't be here in Napa without Johnny, and he's doing phenomenal things at First American Title. And if you don't know what he's doing, go by the office and check it out. But Johnny and I played football together at West Point, and we were commissioned as officers in the U.S. Army. And my career path went from serving together in Korea to becoming a Ranger and then becoming a Green Beret. So I served in the Special Forces, mainly at 10th Special Forces Group in Colorado for about 10 years, and then a total of 15 years in the military.
Thing I've heard from veterans coming back is that for 4 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 years of your life, you always have a mission. You always have a task. There's very focused. Somebody is often telling you what to do every single day, and then suddenly you're not in that anymore, and that's one of the most difficult adjustments. You know, what is my mission now? Who am I now? Is that accurate?
So I think for every single guy that's ever served in the military, at some point they're going to leave the military and they're going to reintegrate back into the civilian world. And the question that they ask themselves is now what? What am I going to do with myself? And so when they come back in the civilian world, a lot of them take jobs. and that's great. Unfortunately, some of the jobs that they take, they don't really fit with their background and with what they can really accomplish. A lot of times people think, oh, he's a military guy, put him in security. The resumes don't exactly translate when you're going to interview for a job and your resume says, I led 100 infantry officers on over 300 missions to capture or kill high-value targets. People are thinking, what the hell am I going to do with this guy? You know? But in reality, what that means is this guy was an unbelievable leader, and he can manage stressful situations very well, and he can get the job done no matter what. And then in addition to that, when he gets hired by a company, he shows up, and all of a sudden people in the office are like, man, is this guy Rambo? Is this guy going to snap? Does he have PTSD? Is he going to kill people? I don't know. I don't really want to relate with this guy. I don't want to interact with him, socialize at all. And then ultimately, you know, they alienate the guy. And he doesn't feel welcome, and he leaves that job, and he says to himself again, well, now what? Now what am I going to do? So Warrior Rising, we don't help guys necessarily find jobs. We help them create businesses. And so we help them earn their own employment. And then ultimately, when they're successful, they can hire other veterans to their company, and they can go from there.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. Johnny, jump in here on this. How did you get involved in this program?
Well, I guess in many ways, I'm the epitome of the Warrior Rising kind of guy. Small business veteran-owned company here in Napa that's trying to find its way. And so I get real world the challenges that Jason's talking about. And then another thing, I don't know if I've heard Jason or Dave really hit it as a point yet today, but kind of the concept of helping people find their purpose and their highest and best use. And so I get the importance of that as well. And then to make the final connection is just having known Jason now since college, I know what an incredible human being he is. And, you know, he is kind of the living embodiment of Rambo in so many ways and looks the part a little bit even. I'm kind of sorry we don't have his picture for everyone to see. But, you know, honestly, there isn't a guy with a bigger, gentler, more compassionate heart. And so when I heard what he was doing, I relished the opportunity to get behind it.
Yeah, it certainly seems like an excellent program. Do you have some case studies, some examples other than yourself of people who are, you know, we've got two of you here, but...
Can I jump in?
Of course,
and say something?
Go right ahead.
First of all, Jason's is super humble, but man, this thing is really a lot better than I think anyone realizes. And because of what my buddy just mentioned here, the guys that come out are super capable. And so rather than putting them in some job that you, oh, you're a fighter pilot, you should fly commercial, or you are a SEAL or a Green Beret, you should be security. Putting people at their highest and best use is not only best for them and their families, but what's great for the country. I don't know if people remember, and when World War II was over, the majority of the guys came back and started new businesses, and the country blossomed. So, boy, would I love to see more veterans come back and become entrepreneurs, create new jobs, create something out of nothing, which is what Jason's done here. He's created something great out of nothing. And while many veterans do come back and transition just fine, there are some that get lost in the cracks. And I think most of those guys, especially the lone wolf type like me, are best suited to become entrepreneurs. They can handle risk. They can handle pressure. They can lead teams. They've got, you know, great leadership and great creativity. I think another thing that people – a misconception about the military is that, oh, we're just robots. We just follow orders, you know, like in A Few Good Men when – he says, "Hey, call the White House. We're closing Guantanamo Bay." And he says, "Yes, sir," and he runs off. You know, that's a very small segment of the military. Most guys, especially in special forces and fighter pilots, have to think very creatively under pressure with no relay back to headquarters, you know, themselves. And I think that creativity and that innovation under fire is really what makes our country so great. And because our free country has produced free thinking military. And I think that's why we always win, is because we have this very free society with free exchange of ideas. And so I love Warrior Rising. And boy, if anyone's out there, any veterans are listening, and you're even thinking about starting something, do it. There's a lot of fears and doubts when you first start something. But with Warrior Rising, you'll have a team, you'll have mentors, and you'll have people that have been there before. So come join us if you're out there. Let's do it.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah, what's the worst thing that could happen? You can always cry about it later, right? That's what the whole expression goes.
All right. So is there a fundraising effort? Is this an awareness campaign that you're engaged in? What are you looking for?
So Johnny set us up out here in Napa 3 years ago, and we met a number of very influential people out here. And as a result of that, we've held an annual fundraiser. And this year, our fundraiser is going to be at Luna Vineyards. So Mike Moon owns that vineyard on Silverado Trail. It's going to be tonight at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a smaller type of event, kind of an invite-only type deal. Our guest speaker tonight is going to be Bob McDonald, the former secretary of the VA and CEO of Procter & Gamble. And our intent is to raise not only awareness but funds to continue our operations and to help guys like Dave DeQuelgio start their businesses.
There you have it. Sounds excellent. They have a very nice Sangiovese, by the way, at Luna. That's my recommendation. Try that one.
It's a good plug.
All right. Warrior Rising is the program. Johnny Karpuk from First American Title here with us. And along with us also, we have had Jason Van Camp and Dave DeQuelgio. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in today. Sounds like a really important program, and you've got the full support of KVON.
Hey, thank you
thanks
so much,
Harry.
Man.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
It's been great.
Take care.
One last thing. Yeah. Just want to help guys find their purpose again. Find us at www.warriorrising.org or reach out to us at jason@warriorrising.org.
Perfect.
Thanks,
yeah.
Harry.
Thanks, gentlemen. It's 7:27, time for a break. We've got some news and sports on the way at the half hour. Stay tuned.
This month, win big at Graton Resort and Casino. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, play in our anniversary slot tournaments. Up to 30,000 in prizes at each tournament. Get your collectible anniversary rewards card. New members sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Good morning, Napa Valley. I'm Angelo Lyons, and in case you didn't know, every Friday we got this show. It's called Millennial Minute. Here we go. Yep Rock Records posted on their website, "It is with deep respect and admiration that we announce the passing of legendary..."